up, hallelujah. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We ain't hiding, we ain't running, we ain't defeated. We're out here and we're gonna praise Him.
Hey there, Speak Life family. OMG, can you believe it? We're at week 6. Yes, we are. We've done it again. Yet another series of our Speak Life devotionals. This one was fun. Shake the Dust was fun. It was cool. I had a good time spending time with the Lord and writing this series. So we've come to our final week of Lent. Can you believe it? This year is flying, I swear. 2024 came in, I said, like, swinging and brawling. I don't know, it just came in hard and heavy. It just hit hard and heavy. However, we're thankful for God for hope and how He's blessed us even in this season. And we've made it through Lent. Praise God for your sacrifice. Through Lent and fasting, praise God for your obedience. Praise God for your devotion. And here we are at our final week, week 6. Let's jump right into it. Here we go. Week 6, clean. Our address, our text comes from Psalm 130 in its entirety. From the New International, I'm not even reading from the New International Version. This time I am going to read from the New Living Translation. There you'll find these words recorded. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you keep record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness, that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on you, O Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. He himself will redeem Israel from every kind of sin. Grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God shall stand forever. Our mail, our final mail, the word for this series, Shake the Dust, week 6, our devotion, here it goes. You know, my sisters and brothers, in the age of technology, we're so connected with iPads, iPhones, watches, gadgets galore. Y'all, when I was growing up, probably you too, it was a big deal to have a Discman, and pagers were just hitting the market. Oh my gosh, I'm probably dating myself. In the house that I grew up in, we had a dishwasher. And at that time, that was a big deal. It was considered a luxury item. Can you believe it? Nowadays, it's just absolutely unheard of for residents to come without it. Now, before we had this luxury item, when I was growing up, my mom and dad had the best dishwasher they could find. It was me. Yep. Right after dinner, I knew once my mom started clearing the table, I better get on the step stool and hop to it. Run the hot water, add the dishwashing liquid, throw the towel over my shoulder, and wash away. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Perhaps you use the method we used in my house to choose our dishwashing liquid. We bought whatever was on sale. That's just how it went. It could have been Dawn one week and Ivory the next. My mom didn't care about how it dried out my hands. If palm olive was on sale, y'all, that's what we got. If she had a coupon for sunlight, then that's what it was. But y'all, Octagon Crystal, that was her favorite. Y'all remember that one in the yellow bottle? Mm-hmm. Yep, I admit it. I'm dating myself. Yep, 40s it is. We embrace it. We love it. Nevertheless, I have a question for you, my sisters and my brothers. You ever notice that when you run the dishwasher, sometimes it leaves spots, or sometimes it'll even leave food? Like, you gotta wash the dishes to put them in the dishwasher. Well, our text deals with the cleansing power of God's forgiveness. Sometimes we try to work away our sin by doing good deeds. However, good deeds is not what cleanses us and makes us whole. If you try that method, there's always spots or residue that is left behind. But in order to be cleansed, spotless, sparkling, and shining, you must use some sin-washing liquid. We must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Truth is, sometimes we mess up in life and our house gets a little dirty. Yet and still, all we have to do is cry out and He answers us. When we need help, God will cleanse us. We don't need a gimmick or a deal. We don't have to try and catch a good sale or have the right coupon. He washed our sins away for free. If you like dial, just dial them up. The word says, out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you like palm olive, He's reaching out an olive branch in His palms so that you know there is mercy and peace in Him. Thank God that He keeps no record, that He forgives. Therefore, hey guys, guess what? We must forgive. So we honor God. We reverence and serve Him. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus. His blood is like ivory sin washing liquid, turning our crimson deeds and making them white as snow. There's nothing too wrong that we did that Christ can't fix it. Hallelujah. No one is ever so bad that they can't be used by Christ. There's nothing too dirty that He can't cleanse. Everyone has a calling. Everyone has a purpose. And we have to honor God and serve Him. When we wait on the Lord and hold to His word, we can hold out for the dawn of a new day. This dawn may not be tough on grease, but boy, oh boy, is it tough on sin. With the dawn of a new day, guilt is washed away. With the dawn of a new day, you can have joy. No, not the soap, but this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Perhaps you've been in a season of weeping all night. But with the dawn of a new day, there is joy in the morning light. With the dawn of a new day, there are new opportunities. There are second chances. With dawn of a new day, there is freedom. No matter how messy life gets, no matter the clutter, open up and let the housekeeper in. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Joy bells are ringing because our hope rests in Him. Our sunlight, our S-O-N light. Joy bells ring because there is full redemption in the Lord. Not a spot, not a speck, not a stain. Hallelujah. We are cleansed and we can cascade right on into heaven. In Christ, there is an unfailing love. So even when others want to bring up your past, where you used to live, how you used to be, you can tell them that you don't live there anymore. Shake the dust. Tell your nosy, no good neighbors, God is my housekeeper. Christ is my sunlight, my sin washing liquid. We've been washed in the blood and made clean. Word tells us that old things have passed away and behold, all things have been made new. The door is closed on all things. We're clocking God. We only have time for Him. The clogs and the clutter are cleared out. Our closet is where we have been crowned with beauty for ashes. We've been washed and covered, made clean. When you have Christ, you have your sin washing liquid, and its fragrance is the sweet lily of the valley. If you need to be cleansed from the stench of sin, yes, He is the rose of Sharon. So shake the dust. If you think that your sin is too deep to be washed out, I'm telling you, He's tough on dirt. Turn to Jesus and shout hallelujah. Let Him wash all your guilty stain away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're shaking the dust. Amen. Get in your prayer closet. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we are made whole and clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the overflowing love through your sin washing liquid, the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us. Thank you for helping us to shake the dust. Father, we hold to your word. We honor and serve you, and we rest our hope in you alone. Thank you for this season of Lent, for this sacrifice of love. Thank you, God, our housekeeper, for getting our house in order. We honor you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Our question to think, to ponder, to reflect upon. Think as you're going through this final week of Lent and finishing up the fast, tidying up all the loose ends, getting the dust out of the corners. Question is your house in order? Oh, my sisters and my brothers, it's time. Start putting the house together. If you haven't, you still got 1 week left. You can make it happen. And a week after that, and the week after that, he can always be your housekeeper, not just in Lent. But don't be discouraged because of the dust and the dirt. Clear the clutter. He's got room. Get in your closet. Shout hallelujah. Stay positive. And remember, speak light.